Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Today I want to talk about letting people like what they like.
Ooh.
Because I and the two of you are known lovers of things. We are enthusiastic and attack
us.
And love life. Yeah. Yes, us!
We're very laid back.
Oh, and I really, I love things, and I love loving things, and I love when other people love that I love things, and I want to let other people feel that same joy. Now, I'd like to qualify this by saying that criticizing things is okay, and a lot of times we criticize art because we love it and we want it to be even better.
Yes.
And that's okay. It is okay to have criticisms of things, but don't tell somebody you have bad taste or that you're dumb for liking a thing.
Yes. Okay. Because this is the difference, right? Say, like, Erica says, I like A, and
I like A.
And I might say, oh, I don't like A. Perfectly reasonable. Perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Now let's try it again. Erica?
I like A.
Ew, you like A? Ugh. Right? Big difference.
Too real, Roy. It's too real.
I know. My friend Tybee has, like, just one of my favorite kind of repeated catchphrases that she has is, like, opinions aren't facts. And, like, that's just such a thing. And I struggle to keep that in mind, too, because sometimes when you feel strongly about something, both that something is good or that something is bad or anything in between, it's so easy to become like, oh, that is a bad movie versus I think that is a bad movie. And it's such a fine point, but it's so important to remember.
Yeah, I say this both because we are lovers of things and I know how it feels to have somebody say, oh, you're dumb for liking a thing, but also because in the past, as a young and reckless youth, I have said hurtful things and said, oh, like people who like this are not bright.
Right.
And that's wrong.
Oh, too mean, Erica.
I know. It's a mean and bad person. And I very much tried to be conscious of this, especially in our field of you know, commenting on media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a movie show for a while and I tried to be careful. Concession stand and later Cineverse. And I wanted to say, like, I had criticisms of films and saying, well, these are problematic elements, but letting people like what they like.
Yeah. And, you know, along the same line. Along the same lines, as far as criticizing go, I also just want to throw out a little McElroy old family wisdom here, which is save it for the car. Which,
yeah,
is this thing that it has taken on a much kind of broader meaning to me. But, like, this idea of if you, say, just saw a play, like, don't see it in the lobby and criticize it. Like, save it for the car because you never know, like, who's standing next to you, whose mom is right behind you or whatever. And you're going to hurt some feelings. So save it for the car. We'll talk about it there. And now for me,
it's I learned that is the 8-block rule. If you aren't allowed to talk about the play till you're 8 blocks away.
Especially these days where that might be like on social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like where you don't know what friend of yours has a cousin who worked on that movie or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, so like, you know, it's okay to have that conversation with a friend. Like it's another thing to have it in public. Anyways, just something you reminded me of. But along those same lines is like letting someone like what they like. I think that one of the things to keep in mind is, as you said earlier, it's okay to discuss a thing and to differ on opinions or to say, oh, if you like that, let me recommend this because you'd love this. Like, perfectly fine. Yeah. Yes, totally great. But the idea of making someone feel embarrassed because something made them happy, that should never be a goal.
Yeah, and that's when you know you've really lost the plot. Because, like, there's a lot of reasons to say, you know, I have trouble seeing the appeal of A, or I have had, Like, I know that there are folks out there who are like, I've had a lot of bad experiences with people who love A. And that can really, like, you know, that's one of the often the most convincing and disappointing reasons when you're like, I love this thing. And your friend is like, I have met an unending series of jerks who love that thing. And you're like, man, I really get why you feel that way. Oh. But, like, they can learn to, like, you know, my friends who have been in that scenario are happy for me that I love the thing. And if they are ever able to get a better set of experiences with it and enjoy it with me, then I'm happy. And if they can't, then I understand.
You know what? You've just given me an idea for the next episode. Can we go to the next episode? Join us again on the next episode. To be continued.
Ooh, ba-ba-ba!
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.